President Donald Trump has been heard on tape asking Georgia's election chief to overturn Joe Biden's win in the state. Trump suggested in a telephone call Saturday that the official find enough votes to hand Trump the victory. That conversation was the latest step in what's being called an unprecedented effort by a sitting American president to reverse the outcome of a free and fair election that he lost. To get some insight and reaction, I spoke with Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.
You are part of the National Association of Secretaries of State. You were also elected its president for the 2016-2017 term. Is this action unprecedented?
Well, as far as I know, it is. It's not only unprecedented, I find it chilling. And as an election official, I keep trying to imagine myself being Brad Raffensperger, getting a phone call from the President of the United States asking me to overturn the election that I just administered. And I find it just hard to imagine.
Well, I was going to ask you, have you ever been pressured yourself by politicians regarding the administration of the election?
Good heavens, no. I mean, it's an unthinkable act in America. I mean, you don't question the election just because you don't like the result. And I feel it is close to, if not, a treasonous act. I mean, we don't question elections like this in America, especially if you have absolutely no proof. He's been to court numerous times in almost all the swing states to try to prove that there was something fraudulent about their elections in those states. And they just haven't come up with anything. That's because all of us in every state, we try our best to do fair elections. We have hundreds of thousands of poll workers who work in very isolated little towns and counties across the country to make sure that we have a fair election. Does everything go perfectly? No. But, you know, it's as close as it can be. And we have many, many checks and balances that have been put in place over many years. So I think when the president impugns the election, he's impugning the American people. He's impugning these hundreds of thousands of people that work to put on these elections. And I just find it just reprehensible. I don't even know what to say. And I do think we need to take this seriously.
What do you feel that this debate has done for the credibility of our elections in general?
Well, that's the worst of it. I really think this is going to have a long-lasting effect on the American people's trust in the elections. And it is the bedrock of our entire system. If people don't trust who they think won the election, that who legitimately got 51% of the vote, then you can see that it's not a far step to just delegitimizing the entire American government.
Have people questioned you, Madam Secretary, about the outcome of the election? And if so, how did you or would you handle that?
Yes, I've gotten hundreds of emails, hundreds, if not thousands, honestly, from people. Maybe they're real, maybe they're, you know, who knows where they're from, really. We know, and I know, because I created the Committee on Cybersecurity of Elections in 2016, that many of these are from bots. They're not even real. You know, and so the disinformation that's been promulgated out there has been very serious. And we try to respond with facts. But sometimes I think I've stopped even trying to do that because facts don't seem to matter. And the fact is, even with the Georgia election, it's been recertified twice. They did two recounts, and all the officials in that state have certified that the election, there was no question about the outcome of that election. So, but people don't want to believe even factual information. It's very upsetting. I think it will have long-lasting consequences unless people like myself and other people who really know the facts about this, who are in there trying to create an election that's fair, that everyone gets to vote. That's what we've all been doing for years. And so we'll just keep repeating the facts and hope that it matters.
Well, maybe you've just answered this question, but how do you maintain the basic notion that our elections are fair?
What we do is use the methods we've used all these years. For hundreds of years now, we've been holding elections in this country, and we have developed a lot of ways to verify things, to make sure that everything is transparent, that every time any voting machine is opened, there's at least two people there, that both of the major parties are involved. There's many, many systems like that to make sure that this is all fair and on the up and up. And hopefully the American people will realize that at some point. I still think the vast majority of people still believe in our elections. And so that's hopeful, at least.
Connecticut Secretary of State Denise Merrill, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And this is Connecticut Public Radio News.